Less than halfway through 2012, it's clear that this has been a dismal year for affordable housing in California. Matt Schwartz, president and CEO of the California Housing Partnership Corporation, says the worst news came in one huge blow.
The loss of redevelopment funding for low and moderate income housing in California is probably the single biggest loss of funding for affordable housing anywhere in this country. It's over $1 billion a year funding that was designated specifically for helping low and moderate income families and seniors and disabled households with both rental housing and access to first-time homeownership housing, and it is gone.
Schwartz, the keynote speaker at this morning's annual Affordable Housing Week Leadership Breakfast in Santa Rosa, is also keeping a wary eye on Washington and the future of the federal low-income housing tax credit.
90% of low-income rental housing that's produced in our state is funded in part by the federal low-income housing tax credit, which has been around since 1986. And as Congress looks at tax reform in the next 12 months, which we believe they will be doing very seriously starting after the election, all of the tax credits that we have today are going to be on the table for potential reexamination. We don't think it's a serious threat yet, but it could become one.
The kickoff for Affordable Housing Week, the breakfast also includes the release of this year's annual Housing Progress Report. Gail Brownell, a member of the Sonoma County Housing Coalition Consensus Council, says that document shows only a couple of bright spots in the two small cities of Healdsburg and Sebastopol.
Both of those communities have done very well given circumstances. Part of it is timing, but both of those communities over the last 5 years have really been making an effort to do more affordable housing, as opposed to some other communities that have very, very little, or in some cases no, affordable housing developed in the 5 years.
Meanwhile, the vacancy rate for affordable rental housing is extremely tight at just 1.5%, Brownell adds, while demand continues to grow.
We have people who are being forced out of their homes by foreclosures, and then also people who are forced out of rentals because the rentals are being foreclosed upon.
This is a widespread pattern, observes Matt Schwartz. It's one that has attracted some congressional attention, which, he hopes, could lead to a new tax credit for renters.
Every eligible low-income renter would have a chance to apply for a credit at the end of a year, and that tax credit could be used jointly between the renter and the landlord to write down the cost of the rental to the tenant so that they're not paying more than 30% of their income, which is considered the national standard for affordability.
Meanwhile, a new residence facility for 15 homeless veterans will hold its grand opening Friday on Hearn Avenue in Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.